The baby formula shortage. This is one that kind of that's tricky to me, because how can they have baby formula in Mexico in ample supply, but they don't have, but we don't seem to have baby formula in ample supply in most places in America. My friend Lise Barr sent me a message last Thursday as we were like rolling out the door to head to Grand Coteau into Congress. And boy, can I tell you some stories about this weekend. And I will tell you a story or two that I should look up the states, the most pro-life states, and compare the shortage of formula where life is treasured and guarded and protected with law. And like Louisiana claims to be the most pro-life state. I haven't been to DeStow to go look to see whether there's Infamil or Similac or what have you here. But I get the point that in the states where they make decisions that like, yeah, we don't want any more babies in this state. Your babies are a drag on our adult fun. That there's probably baby formula galore. The war in Ukraine. Scott Ritter, who we played digital media files for you on numerous occasions, did an interview with George Napolitano yesterday based on something he had said to another guy that interviewed him. The word was going around that Ritter has flip-flopped on Ukraine and on Russia, and that the Russians, he thinks now that the Ruskies may actually lose the war, or that the Ukrainian army, aided and abetted by the Americans and NATO and what have you, are gaining the upper hand. So we have that digital media file for you, but Ritter brought something up. And Judge Napolitano either did not know it or had never heard it before. And that was this. Ritter said, look, they poured $40 billion into Ukraine. $40 billion. That is more than the annual budget of the entire Russian Federation's military. So in one shot, you put more into Ukrainian military buildup than the Ruskies spend in an entire year. And Ritter's point was that, yes, this has altered the conditions on the ground. But he also remained stoic that the Russians would have won and are continuing to solidify what they've won in the Donbass and in the other southern and southeastern parts of Ukraine, and that's not going to change. And the other point that Ritter made, we'll play it a digital media file, was that you know, the Russians had said from the beginning NATO can't expand anymore, and you certainly can't have Ukraine in NATO, and that this was part of the political operation. And now that part of it has not gone the way that the Russians wanted it to go, was his point. So we may talk a little bit about that. The woman who became known as Scary Poppins. I actually never heard of her as Scary Poppins. This, you had? This Yankowicz woman who was going to be the Ministress of Truth. The Ministress of Truth. and I had the story from thehill.com, is not going to be the ministry of truth. Now, I had a different take on this because I thought that from the beginning, I know this story is in here. Same, different day, same scenario. I know I had printed something else. Here it is. Of course, it was the first one. That's why I didn't see it. DHS to pause work of disinformation board. Now, who was the woman that dashed out to the ramparts to blame Jack Posobiec for all this? That's in the Crusader Resistance blog. Mitterberg put a link to it in there. And a couple others had, it's at Zero Hedge piece. Biden's disinfo board paused as Scary Poppins resigns. Lorenzo is, I believe her name. Taylor Lorenz, that's what it is. Yeah, she's a nutbag. I mean, she's a trust fund baby nut job. So Taylor Lorenz goes out and blames Jack Posobiec that this was as soon as his 1.7 million followers got a hold of this, they began to scare and agitate, bully and harass. Oh, you mean like what you guys do? With 17 million followers. No, check that. 170 million followers. You can see the a disastrous rollout. You can't really read the whole thing because a couple of things have happened here in the last this year. Number one, the major papers of record, supposed papers of record, the Washington Compost, New Tenochtitlan Times, and the rest of the usual suspects, have all gone away completely subscriber model. You only get a paragraph of preview unless you have a subscription. So the only way you're actually going to read, and they're not getting a nickel out of me, the only way you're actually going to read anything that's in any of these rags is to have someone go that has a subscription, do a screenshot or publish it some other way so that then you would have, you'd be able to read it. Well, this is a screenshot just hours, it's from the Washington Compost, just hours after Jankiewicz, Scary Poppins tweeted about her new job, far-right influencer, Jack Posobiec, posted tweets accusing the Biden regime of creating a ministry of truth. Posobiec's 1.7 million followers quickly sprung into action. Is it sprung or sprang? Because you would have sprang into action, right? But you would have had a trap sprung on you. We need a grammarian to correct this if it's wrong. Sprung into action. By the end of the day, there were at least 52,235 posts on Twitter mentioning Disinformation Governance Board. Many referencing Jankiewicz by name. This is just... good for thee, but not for me, basically is the principle these people operate under. Scary Poppins took to Twitter to make that ridiculous song up and pretend she was Julie Andrews, who singing the song from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Sound of Music, Mary Poppins. It's Scary Pump. That was all her doing. That wasn't Jack Posobiec. All Posobiec did was go, oh, so now we have a ministry. He should have said ministress of truth. According to a report by Advanced Democracy, a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization that conducts public interest research in the days following, that number skyrocketed. Posobiec's early tweets shaped the narrative, and Jankowicz was positioned as the primary target. Now, again, they act as though to no fault of their own. No, they don't ever. There's nothing in this Washington Combos piece or any of the other public hissy fits over this that addresses the reasons why so many people went, like, what? You're going to have a what? How about no? Republican lawmakers echoed Posobiec's framing and amplified it to their audiences. U.S. Senate hopeful and Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt and Representative Andrew S. Clyde both posted similar tweets to Posobiec. Former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard also posted a video repeating Posobiec's statements. It's almost as though, as Glenn Greenwald says in the piece at Zero Hedge that I was reading from earlier today, it is almost as though, here, Greenwald, it's a cause of momentary celebration that the Department of Homeland Insecurity was forced by popular anger to pause its disinformation board and the absurd resistance cartoon they hired to run it. But read this to see how angry Washington Post and Taylor Lorenz are that this happened. Greenwald continued, investigating and criticizing a Homeland Insecurity official is now harassment and bullying, according to the Washington Compost and Taylor Lorenz. Only ordinary citizens can be investigated, not high-level U.S. security state operatives. And them's the rules. So we're supposed to feel sorry for a Department of Homeland Insecurity official who was tasked by the federal government to censor dissent? It's our fault that we object to it? That's the long and short of it. Well, of course that's the way it is. Citizen, you will obey your federal overlords. Because you're supposed to obey. You're a pedestrian, a plebe, a peasant. An insignificant cog in the machine, if you will. So yeah, that's you're not allowed to speak out. Isn't that the point of all this? You're also not supposed to be happy that Roe versus Wade is fitting to go down in flames. And by the way, my opinion is every day that it goes by that the opinion is not released is a day that tells me that the legal machinations that have to be done, because you get all manner of law in a couple of dozen, I think it's not more than a couple of dozen, 30 some odd states that are going to be immediately Thanos snap affected by Alito's opinion. And there are cases moving through courts that are going to go like, yeah, okay, you got to drop that case because you can't use the due process clause of the 14th Amendment any longer. In any event, you're not supposed to be able to talk about that too, because this is a lamentable moment for America's women. How come America's women, who have all these rights and privileges and are the murder of the soon-to-be-born or what have you, never include mothers and those that choose to have the babies? Asking for a friend.